From Toastmasters, we have Jane Bartho. Jane, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for coming in. You're fairly new to it, aren't you?
Toastmasters? Since spring.
Since spring. All right. Mm-hmm. And we have a veteran with us as well. One of the vice presidents for the local chapter of Toastmasters. It's Noel Aldrich. Noel, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming in today. Let's talk about Toastmasters. Let's start off, I guess, with Noel, with you. You've been around for a little bit. You know quite a bit about the organization. I think when the Toastmasters in Northfield started up, we had some of the organizers here on the radio station to help round out some interest and everything. It looks like they got it up and running. It's going pretty strong.
Oh, got it up and running.
Mm-hmm.
So Toastmasters, the latest chapter in Northfield, was chartered in 2016, and we currently meet at the Northfield Public Library on the first and third Tuesdays of each month in the evenings. But we're here to talk about a special open house that's scheduled for this coming Tuesday, October 5th, that's going to be held at the Culver's.
All right. And we'll talk a little bit about how the Toastmasters, the organization, serves you. I mean, a lot of people don't speak in front of large crowds or something, but I think for people in business, people in, you know, the education industry, people in everything, it's got to be you learn some pretty good things there. Tell us about your story.
My story begins with starting a nutrition clinic here in Northfield. And I needed to get the word out. I needed to be able to communicate with people what I do and how it would benefit them. I was invited to participate in a Toastmasters meeting, which was just starting in Northfield. When I checked it out, I thought, this is exactly the type of regular practice that I need to be able to learn how to pause, to be able to learn how to remove those ahs and ums and all those filler words, and to be more specific in my communication that people will get it.
All right, more concise, and I like that. Jane, how about you? What's tell us your story.
Well, as some of you know, I do work for the Chamber of Commerce, and Noel reached out last spring when everybody was still Zooming and offered a speech craft, which was an 8-week session for those same purposes, in addition to the ahs and the ums and the, I end my sentences like this. And, yeah. I don't end my sentences with, yeah, anymore. So he asked if we could find benefit in that session, that 8-week session, to communicate to our members.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought the opportunity was wonderful, and so we invited all the members to be a part of that or to look at it and see what they thought. And Lisa and I went, And so we thought we're not supposed to go, anymore out loud. And so we joined for 8 weeks and learned a lot. It was all Zoom, so that was a little different than public speaking, because don't tell Noel, who was sitting next to me, but I'd hold my notes right behind my camera, and, I think I rely pretty heavily on my notes, because I've learned I can speak in public. I just need to be prepared to say, to know what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. And so the 8 weeks was over, and I was invited to stay on, and here I am. Yes.
And here you are.
Yeah, I have learned a lot.
Noel, let's talk to you a little bit about you, since you're a veteran now of Toastmasters. Been quite a bit different last year and a half. I don't know if you're back to meeting live. I'm presuming the open house is going to be live and not done
open
by Zoom.
Open house is live, yeah.
But having the Zoom factor, if you're used to speaking to an audience, a live audience, so whether it be large or small, Zoom, are the same principles, do the same principles hold true? Was it quite a bit different for you?
Many of the principles hold true, but it's a different way of picking up the feedback, because now you've got everybody in their own individual little boxes that you're looking at on the screen, and the opportunity to engage with casual conversations much more limited on Zoom. But it was the means we needed to move forward into in order to just keep club activity alive and keep moving forward with our mission to help people learn how to speak. And now Zoom is the way that everybody is communicating, and it is an important way to incorporate that into what Toastmasters does.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going away.
Not going away. Yeah. So our club activities have actually expanded to, now we call it a hybrid meeting, which is one of the benefits we have meeting in the Northfield Public Library, because they have a room that's all wired, ready to go, so that we can meet live, but also connect with members who aren't able to come in or are under quarantine or whatever.
Can you give us a little idea of what a typical meeting would be? Do people
Sure.
speak publicly each time you meet?
That's the focus. Mm-hmm. Every time on the agenda, somebody needs to present. And so somebody gets the podium for that night to be able to give their presentation, and then feedback is offered right after that. We also have a fun session called Table Topics, where we practice impromptu speaking. Give you a question, how quickly can you provide a real thoughtful answer?
Boy, this seems like just things that would apply across a wide range of human activity in the day-to-day in America. Jane, have you had the podium yet?
I have. Well, during Speechcraft, it's very organized. It's very professional, very organized, and there's a template that to follow. First speech has a theme, a purposeful theme. Then somebody actually counts and reports your ums, your ahs, your repeat words. Somebody else evaluates, and then there's quite a few opportunities to make different speeches. But I think, personally, I learned more about speaking when I evaluated somebody else. So I had to listen to what they were saying and how I do that same thing. So mm-hmm. I actually learned a lot more about speaking evaluating others.
It sounds like it makes you a better listener as well.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the open house. It's coming up Tuesday. What will people be into when they walk through the door at the open house?
Well, first, Culver's has a whole menu open for us that night.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner is on your own, but we've got the party or the conference room in the back. And mm-hmm. Noel's got it set up to run just like a regular meeting. So when people come, there'll be time for introductions and welcomes, and they'll actually view a meeting. If you want to, Noel's going to be the Toastmaster for the evening, and do you want to tell them what you got going on?
So they'll be walking into the meeting room and receive a welcome there, be able to get a name tag and some information to understand what's going on, get the agenda for the night. The meeting will officially begin around 6:30 with some greeting and fellowship, and then we will start into the program. On the agenda that night, we have two speakers. One of them is our program quality director for the district, which is all of southern Minnesota. She's also one of our own club members from Northfield. And also we have a speaker coming who has been our club coach in the last year to help guide us and coach us into better growth. So both of them will be speaking. They will be evaluated also. That's something we always do with every speaker. And then we'll have a regular table topics time so people can participate, jump in, and see how good they can answer a question.
All right. Now, for participation, do you need to register in advance? Can you just show up at Culver's?
You can just show up. It's an open meeting.
And that's coming up Tuesday night. It starts at 6:30 at mm-hmm. Culver's at the back room there. They have a nice little facility there that I think would be just about perfect for that. Wonderful. Anything else about Toastmasters you'd like to mention while we have you in?
Would encourage people to look up Toastmasters International online. This is a worldwide organization. So when you join a local club, you are tapping into all of the benefits of the entire international organization. It's one of the best ways to get personal and professional development in today's fast-moving world.
It sounds like a very good way to do exactly that. Noel, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you,
Jane,
for having us.
You too.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Jane Bartho and Noel Aldrich, once again with Toastmasters. That open house is coming up Tuesday. It's at 6 o'clock, or 6:30, pardon me, and that is at the local Culver's, just on Highway 3 here mm-hmm. in Northfield. We've got Rich standing by. He'll have one last look at local news in just a moment or so.